You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Cocktail Corner!
So, Paddy,
yes.
From Love Bucket.
Yep, that's right.
Love Bucket is located where?
309 K Road, just out the back of the food workshop.
Cool.
Wait, I don't know. Whereabouts? The food workshop.
Just
food
describe, workshop. Describe.
What are the landmarks are around there?
So, reasonably across the road from Coco's.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm with you.
You know, down that end of the,
yep,
the road.
Yep, right before yep. that sort of overbridge where the old Dick Smith used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
the
with you.
Old Dick Smith.
That lady sells those sweet shirts on a Saturday. Have you seen that?
No,
she hangs them on the bridge.
What time of the day?
They're like crazy shirts.
Oh, you
usually Saturday morning.
Oh, at right. that time, yeah.
That's a good time. You should check it out.
No. Love Bucket only opens at 4, so.
You know. Oh, right.
Throw that in there.
What have you got over there? You've got a mysterious bottle with no... Has it got a label on it?
I do.
It does.
Yeah. Okay. Let's have a screen. Yeah. Inspect,
can I,
inspect the
may
goods.
I open it and take a whiff?
You may. Please do.
Because it could be
it's
a
the
gin.
Ritual.
Cool. So that's the...
Could be poison.
It's a Hong Kong spice G&T, this one. Which is done with black and pink peppercorns, lime zest, star anise, cinnamon, and a crap load of peppers.
So is this like a specialty cocktail, or
wait,
is this one of these pre-made, like you were saying, that it'll be cocktails on tap?
So this is a special one. So we've got Judge Bao in at the moment, which is like a pop-up food vendor.
Ooh, it smells nice.
And they're going to be in till the end of the month, so till the end of May. And pretty much we've done that to pretty much complement what they're doing. And they're like contemporary Chinese sort of style food.
So a cocktail and a food match.
Yeah.
That's always a good time.
Judge Bao. Oh, I've got the menu here. Looks pretty delicious.
Oh, yeah, I had like a mac and cheese the other day.
Don't tell anyone what's on it. Just tell everyone it looks
so
delicious.
So good. Yeah, yeah.
Well, no one wants to know.
Really?
Or do they want to know?
do they want to know?
It's cocktail corner, so just leave it alone.
I like cocktails.
There's a mac and cheese.
So but the mac and cheese. What's your
so the mac and cheese is what I've had. I actually haven't had the rest. The rest looks really, really good.
Are there any?
But the mac and cheese was made from ex-Fonterra curd, which they were dumping into the sea.
Yeah.
And so they're taking products like that. And there's another guy who they get their cheese from.
How conscious?
Very conscious.
Good times.
So how about that?
Love Bucket, and we're just cruising along with a speedboat and scooped it up with a fishing net. Kind
just
of
casually.
Thing.
Your imagination,
very,
John.
Very casually. And smoking it on the way, you know, back to the harbour, you know, like just like that.
All right, let's, what else have you got there? You got some kind of little container?
Cool, so that's just lime.
Oh, right.
I'm just going to give you a little bit of a jazz.
Okay.
Cool. So,
just.
So what sort of glass does this usually get served in?
That's a tumbler, mate.
This is kind of like a tall tumbler.
We could have lied.
Yeah, yeah. So pretty much, this is something that you can find on tap.
Keeps it off the floor.
Very similar
so
to.
So we're winning.
So the concept here is pretty much tap cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do it for myself.
Yeah.
And
join in.
Oh yeah. Don't tell me.
Lillian.
So do we.
That's pretty loud.
Yeah, there's actually more than.
Get us a bit of a garnish, like
get
what?
In there, you know.
Does it just get finished in mind?
So the concept we're trying to introduce today, pretty much, is tap cocktails.
Yes.
So this is special.
Lime's going in.
Yeah. So this is special to what the pop-up bar is at the moment, and it changes throughout, you know, depending on what's going on. But there's always the LBGT, which is the Love Bucket gin tonics going on, and they're pretty much just trying to make cocktails more accessible to people. Get rid of the wank factor.
Yeah.
I can say wank factor, can I?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, perfect.
Probably not twice.
Oh.
No.
okay. And pretty much just making them more consistent, better price point, and just making them more accessible, and get rid of all that sort of flamboyant sort of thing.
Are we going in, by the way, right now? They're just sitting there,
right?
No, we're
good
to go.
Please do. Yeah.
I've just come back from abroad, and one of the things where I was based was...
What a vintage way to explain
it. You could pretty much get a cocktail or a beer for a similar price, you know, like... There'd only be a couple of dollars difference. Like, you get a cocktail for about $7.
This is a mojito vibe.
This mojito?
Yeah. Run us through the ingredients once
take
more.
Me, take
cool.
Me
so
me
this is pink and black peppercorns. It's got
cinnamon. Oh, yeah, they're like the more fruity ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got star anise. So you got like a little bit of that, you know, sort of anise sort of thing coming through. But pretty much just trying to give you that sort of, you know, like oriental sort of spicy sort of.
It's interesting how the colour's just like a, it's just like a really light yellow. Like not
it's kind of so, like a chi.
So we're actually producing the gin ourselves.
out
so
at Halotau?
That's done out at Halotau.
Yep.
And we've got a still out the back there. Which we're lucky enough to get a hold of, and pretty much just making a really, really basic sort of style gin. Got a few you know, botanicals going on, but more or less making a base substance that we can make a lot of different varieties of things off. So this one, obviously, Judge Bell's in at the moment, and they're Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I believe, and up until the end of the month, and this is sort of the cocktail to complement what they're doing. Yeah.
Sweet.
It's delicious. It's quite dry as well. You know, it's sweet, but it's quite a dry.
So with like, you get quite a bit of a mineral finish there. And that carbonation that comes through kind of just helps to clean up the end of the palate, but you still get the nice zesty sort of like citrusy things going on.
Agreed.
Agreed.
I'm going to have to score this one quite high.
Oh.
Yeah, it's quite good.
I have been scoring drinks in musical genres.
Sorry to laugh on the mic. Yeah.
This is like I'm on a boat kind of drink.
Wow. I'm very aroused. I mean, that's a good time. Yeah.
Sweet. Well, thank you very much to Love Bucket. Fantastic. Fantastic drop, and encourage everyone to get along and match it with the food. What specifically goes with this? Did we cover that?
So Judge Bell, they've got a whole bunch of sort of, it's like contemporary Asian cuisine. Done really, really well, and trying to be... you know, just like conscious of where they're getting their ingredients from. A lot of like, you know,
so
just things done well.
Everything's basic, priced as well. It's like $8, $8, $8, $6.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. So, and like this cocktail is going for like $7 on tap at happy hour and $9 usual. So to be able to get a G&T in a glass under $10, it's kind of like bring it back to the people.
Yeah, really, totally.
And just making it around the beer price, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to stand there for 5 minutes and watch some guy shake a cocktail.
Yeah, yeah.
And have his back to me and then be like, $25, thanks.
Hey, thanks so much for coming up, bro. Appreciate it. Cool.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.